I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 974, Walk Out the Story. It's easier to talk the talk than it is to walk the walk, but the talk won't matter if the walk doesn't follow. We've been looking at habits to put into our lives that will foster a more loving life in us. And we've talked about finding yourself in the story, reading the good book, enjoying the family meal, reciting our beliefs, and singing our story. And if you missed any of those, you might go back and listen to the last 5 days of broadcast. Today is the final one, number 6, Walk Out the Story. Talk is cheap, they say. Without this one, practicing the other 5 could just become hypocrisy. We can come to Jesus, we can be baptized and read the Bible religiously, we can take communion every Sunday, we can say the creeds, and we can sing the songs. But the point of love is for our lives to look like Jesus when we're not together doing those things. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, or T2G, because Jesus said the two greatest commandments are to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor like we already love ourselves. Here we ask the question, what would it look like if Jesus himself were living his life through us? Because we're the body of Christ, and he is. Paul was a stickler for this topic. In Ephesians, he gives both sides of the walk, the positive and the negative. In Ephesians 4:1, he said, I urge you. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, if you want to or it's not important. I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. So those are the positive things. So we're supposed to be patient and gentle and humble and bear with one another and eager to maintain unity and all that sort of stuff. But then in Ephesians 1, one chapter over, he gets to the negative. He says, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. You see, okay, that's nice preacher talk, but what's that look like in life? Well, Paul didn't leave us hanging. He goes right on to explain it from the negative. He says sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness or foolish talk or crude joking, which are out of place. But instead, let there be thanksgiving. And then he goes on, and you can read it in Ephesians 5. You can see similar thoughts from the old apostle in Philippians 1:27, but we won't take time to go there. Here's the deal, disciples. Loving is living, not just thinking, not just singing, not just reading, not just reciting. It's living. We do it with God, to others, as we walk through this very day. Chuck Swindoll relates a story of a Bible conference for laymen. He said, each individual was made aware that he or she was called by God to a profession or a work. Regardless of the employment, it was sacred. It was a sacred calling of God. At the close of the conference, someone was asked, say, Tom, what is your job? And with wisdom, he said, I am an ordained plumber. Swindoll concluded, Christian friend, your work is your calling. It's your ordained responsibility. It's your pulpit. Say, how's your ministry coming along? Remember Ephesians 4:1 again. I therefore urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. Whatever you're doing today, wherever you're going today, you're going with God and for God and in the power of God and in Jesus' name. So make sure you walk well. Here's the great question. What would you say about your walk? Is it worthy of the calling that you've been given as a follower of Jesus? Why or why not? And what would be the evidence either way? Let's pray this prayer from Pinterest.com. Lord, I want to walk in a manner worthy of my calling. Not because of me, not because I want a good thing to happen, not because I want a blessing, but because he is who he is, my Lord, my God, my refuge, and my strength. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 975, and in the meantime, walking implies movement. Today, you will move through your day by the way you talk, the attitude you take, the choices you make, the compassion you give, the things you focus on, and the things you choose to ignore. That's your walk. That and so much more. The key is not, are you walking through your day? Of course you are. The key is, what story are you living into and out of as you walk through your day? You see, if we are regularly doing the first five, finding yourself in the story, reading the good book, enjoying the family meal, reciting our beliefs, and singing our story, well, the final piece will come much more naturally as we walk out the story.